Hello, my friend. Thank you so much for being here today. And I hope that wherever you are in your day so far, that you've just felt peace from Christ and you have felt known and loved by God. And yeah, you've just been able to take it slow in the morning and be gracious and gentle with yourself. Today in this episode, I'm sharing a verse that popped back into my life just this past week, but it was a verse that was super helpful directly right after I had my daughter, where I just needed something to anchor to and had it up on my wall. So anytime I was breastfeeding, I just look over at had a little checklist of all the things I needed to do during the day that I knew kept me well. And at the bottom, it was this verse. And it was just such a good constant reminder of God being there with me. And so I want to share it with you today and hope that it encourages you as well and helps keep you grounded wherever you are in your day.
Is the anxiety you get the week before your period feeling too much? Are you just wanting more calm and peace in your mind so that you can feel quote unquote normal again? If this sounds familiar, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Premenstrual Anxiety Solutions, a holistic and faith-based podcast for women with premenstrual anxiety. I'm Loren, a nurse, reflexologist, Jesus follower, mom, and PMDD warrior. My mission is to help you navigate the turbulence of premenstrual anxiety through things like understanding your cycle, grounding your identity in God, hearing stories from other women, learning nutrition hacks, and so much more, so that you can have more peace and calm in your life. So, if you're ready to get on up from under your duvet, been there, and start this journey together, I encourage you to keep listening. Let's get started.
So the verse I'm sharing is Psalm 56, 3-4. And like I said, this verse was kind of just like this anchor when I was struggling with anxiety and fear, and like there were moments of despair for sure in postpartum, and I know this is a premenstrual anxiety podcast, but I've said in so many episodes that so much of my journey with anxiety and habits and consistency it's been an evolution over time. It wasn't just like, oh, I found out I had PMDD and boom, everything clicked and all was good. It was like, okay, I figured this out and started that process and of like healing and learning and growing, and then pregnancy and having gestational diabetes and postpartum anxiety and just like navigating postpartum as well, and now getting my cycle back. And so it's never just like this linear journey, and it all is part of my story. So yeah, so this has been a really grounding verse for me, and at the church that we're going to, they do memory verses every week where the kids learn memory verses and learn them and then tell them to adults the next week. So we got this little paper, and it's like, oh, that's the verse that was so grounding and impactful for me postpartum. So I wanted to share it with you today. So like I said, Psalm 56, 3-4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. And wherever you are today, maybe you're feeling great, and it's hard to feel or remember those feelings of like, oh, I was down in the pit, or I was despairing. Like, it can be really easy to kind of jump out of it and start feeling confident and start feeling more like yourself. And sometimes we forget about God, and we forget of who we are putting our trust in and where our strength comes from, and then we're back into the battle, like the premenstrual battle, and we're like, God, I need you again. And sometimes we're just rocked back and forth like that. And this verse is a good reminder that wherever you are in your menstrual cycle, whatever your mindset is doing, whatever your thoughts, whether lies are creeping in, telling you that you're not good enough, or you're shameful, or whatever it is. Or, like I said, you're feeling renewed and feeling like you are rooted and strong in God. I want you just to come back to this verse and remember who we put our trust in, whether we're afraid or we're celebrating, or whether we're joyful or grieving, or we're, yeah, there's a dread. There's this heavy dread that's just sitting over top of us. Who do we put our trust in? When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. And honestly, we need an anchor. We need an anchor that we know we can hold to. Just think of anchors. They go down into the depths of the ocean or to the depths of the lake, whatever it is. And they keep that ship stable. Does it still rock and move a little bit? Yeah, but it's not thrown around. It's not like capsized with every wave. It's grounded, and the captain, I don't know much about sailing, but the captain, the sailors, they know, like, oh, the anchor's down. Like, we're stable. And it's the same with God, that when we can anchor our trust and our peace in who he is and in his word, and use that as our stepping stone for worship, then we're going to be that much more grounded and that much more rooted. Takes practice to bring our minds back to knowing who our anchor is, who we're grounded in, but it's definitely a worthwhile practice. Just to keep coming back to God, especially in those moments when we're afraid, when we feel that we're untethered or unanchored, that we're just going to flop around with the wind or the waves. We have to remember who we're putting our trust in and who we're grounded to. So here's the verse one more time, Psalm 56, 3-4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. Okay, I hope that those verses bless you and you have a good day moving forward.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you have a friend who would benefit from hearing this episode or podcast, send it their way. And if this helped or encouraged you, I would love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps get this golden information into the right ears and is really the best way for you to say thank you. When you leave me a review, I'll also share it right on the podcast. Lastly, please know that this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take the place of your primary care provider. By listening, you are agreeing to the full disclaimer linked in the show notes. All right, take care, friend.